I'm joined by Dustin Roth. He is a marketing and communications director for Greater Burlington Partnership. He's joining me today. We're going to talk about a huge event that is happening this weekend, the Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament that's going to be going on right outside. Looks like almost, indeed, almost perfect weather. A little warm, but it should be dry, and that's kind of a key thing. We've had a little bit of rain over the last few minutes or so, but we've got Dustin joining me. And Dustin, you said your background is in television, is that right?
That is correct. Good morning. First of all, thank you so much for having me on. Yes, my background is in television for the last, I'm new here, I guess I should say, for about 5 months, 6 months here at the partnership. But in the last eight years, I've made television commercials all east side of Iowa. So
okay.
That is my background.
All right. So basically you, and weren't you, how long have you been, quote unquote, you did television for a number of years. Has that been any other career items?
That's pretty much been my major career item. I'll say I'm born and raised here, moved away for college, lived away for about 10 years and came back.
And how's it feel coming back? You know, people that come back after 10 years, I know I've got a daughter that graduated a number of years ago, and she says, you know what, Burlington's becoming more of a cool town. She lives in Chicago.
Yes, definitely.
And you know, she couldn't wait to get out of here when she graduated from high school, but that was another story. Now she says, hey, you know, it's kind of fun coming back.
Oh, yes.
So I guess
it's nice. We have family here, so it's fantastic.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about it. He's a marketing communications director, and the Gus Macker tournament. Gus Macker. The name just seems to get me every time I say
that.
Oh yeah. It's like, and I know it goes back. It's a nickname for the guy that organized it, right?
It is. Yes, it is. That is what they called him. It all started back in his driveway with just a few friends playing pickup basketball, and it just kind of took off from there. Everybody in the neighborhood just wanted to keep playing, and it snowballed.
And it's a nationwide event.
That is correct. Yes.
And so, how did you happen to decide to do something like this?
Well, it was it started with the president and CEO, Jason Hutchison, took his kid to play in one down in, I believe it was Peoria or Quincy. I think it was Peoria. And he came back and had a conversation with Chelsea at the Convention and Visitors Bureau and said, hey, you should look into this because this was really fun. And that's pretty much how it started. So we've got one. This year is our first year. We've got 138 teams. That's 552 players.
Wow.
From all over the region, coming in this weekend to play.
And is this a fundraising event? Is that what the purpose of this is, or what is the?
Yes, it is. We give back to some of the community charities. Now, I believe off the top of my head, it's Midwest Magic are going to be playing Friday night, so some of the money is going back to them. The West Burlington Football and Mediapolis Football, I believe, are
okay.
The three that
well, I know
back to
you.
Well,
okay, so you got 138 teams, 552 players. Friday's opening night. You got Friday Fest starting things off. That'll be at the Memorial Auditorium,
mm-hmm.
And then. But the courts, now, to explain where the courts are, they're all over,
yes.
Downtown area.
So actually, within the next half hour or so, if you drive down, you should see them unloading the courts. They will go right in between the Port of Burlington and the Memorial Auditorium right on that parking lot.
You said unloading courts. So what are the
yes.
courts? What are they unloading?
Well, I've not seen them. They have, it's half on half court basketball. So they have I think we're running, I don't know. At least 15 courts at a time will have games going on, but there are more for practice and things like that. But there's also a dream court, which is kind of the feature court where we'll pull teams from all over the age bracket to play during the weekend, and it's got a laid court and a basketball hoop.
Okay, so it's not just you know, these portable basketball
nope.
hoops up there. It's actually a surface that they'll
yes.
be playing on. Okay.
Yes, and it's going to be fun. Like I said, they like to pull, you know, some of the top teams to play on there as well, but also some of the youth, the 10 and under teams, just to kind of give them a feel of what it's like to play in front of a big crowd. We'll have seating there, so it's going to be great.
All right, and is there any admission charge? Come by and see?
No, there is not. The teams have signed up, so if you can pop down, whenever all weekend and come and just watch. We'll have vendors going on. We'll have some food trucks going on down there for people. So there'll be some entertainment. We'll have a family fun zone inside the Memorial Auditorium where you can just kind of get out of the heat a little bit. $5 admission for the children will get you through the entire weekend. We're going to have 4 bounce houses, face painting, carnival games. It'll be fun.
So it's 3-on-3, but a specific time limit on this?
The games are about a half hour.
Okay.
Piece. I mean, they run the way they're scheduled. It's half hour matches.
Okay.
But I'm guessing it's a little short.
All right. And again, it starts with the Midwest Magic versus the Burlington Fire Department.
That is correct.
And that'll be at 6:30. And following that will be the Grave River Health Systems Athletic Training versus a Grave River Health Systems Orthopedic Specialist. That'll be at 7 o'clock. Do you have a flavor? I'm going to guess there's a lot of local teams. Are there other teams that are also business-type oriented teams that are representing businesses, or is that not?
I've not seen the team list. Well, we've seen the team list, but it's all they're all just regular.
It covers
names.
All ages.
Yes, it is. It's everything. Like I said, it skews a little bit younger, but we've got a lot of the age ranges are great. There's a lot of younger kids, but there's also a healthy dose of some over 30, over 40 plus teams. So it's going to be a great mix.
All right, so what are they playing for?
They are playing for the Gus Macker trophy. Now, I don't have one with me, but it is a heavy trophy of the Gus Macker mascot.
And is there different one for each age group?
Yes, each age group will have their own. So the champion of each division will get their own trophy.
All right. Well, it's happening all weekend. It starts Friday night, 6:30, and it'll continue on through the day. Saturday, the opening ceremonies at 8 a.m. with games to start after. And then how late will they be going, do you know?
They go, I believe we have them scheduled to about 5 or 6 on Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday we get done a little bit earlier.
Games start at 8 a.m. and
oh, yeah.
Around the World contest from 10 to 2, and then it wraps up, right? Do you have a closing ceremony?
We don't have a closing ceremony. Well, we'll have a trophy.
Oh, you got a trophy presentation.
Yep.
I guess
then,
that'll be the closing ceremony.
Yep,
right?
And we'll have the championship. So it will be quite a lot of fun. So if you haven't signed up, that's all right. Come down, take a look, kind of give an idea of what it is. So we'll be having it again next year, too. So that way you can maybe see what it's like and go sign up as well next year.
All right, there you go. All ages, lots of fun. 552 players from 138 teams. And Dustin Roth, the Marketing and Communications Director for Greater Burlington Partnership. A pleasure to meet you and
you as well,
find out a little bit about you. Anyway, have a great weekend and good luck with the tournament, okay?
Thank you so much, and we'll see you down there.